Welcome back to Inside the Raven's Eye. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell. My medicine name is Raven Spirit. This podcast is partnered with Earth and Spirit Medicine, owned and operated by Winfield Ivers. His medicine name is Coyote Thunderhawk. He is a shaman here in the state of Utah, so make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the great services they provide. In this episode of Conversations with a Shaman, I ask about Earth and Spirit Medicine's course called Shamanism and Medicine. If you are looking to find your purpose upon this beautiful Mother Earth, you will not want to miss this episode. Enjoy. There seems to be a lot of people out there that want to get into healing work, into shamanism. We have a previous episode called What is a Shaman? So people can go back and listen to that. But what can people expect from this course called Shamanism and Medicine?
It's basically geared for young adults, 18 through 30-ish, okay? A lot of diseased young adults out there. Kind of goes back to that other episode about warriors and lack of effective parenting. And so here you are, maybe somewhere between 18 and 30 years of age, and you're seeking to what? You're seeking to become, you're seeking to engage in, you're seeking to, what are you seeking? Well, I would seek this particular trip, shamanism and medicine, because you need to get rid of the dis-ease out of your energy fields. Shamanism and medicine. When you come out on this, you're just going to get a lot of shamanic healing work, and you're going to drink a lot of herbal tea. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, peyote. I'm not talking about ayahuasca. I'm not talking about any of that, okay? I'm not talking about that. The power of the mind is more powerful than any of these things. If you're thinking that you need hallucinogenics to enlighten or to go somewhere or to have a God experience, I'm just going to say flat out, that's not long-lasting, folks. You're going to end up seeking it again. You might even create an addiction from it. It's not worth opening up that gate, guaranteed. You have the power within you already. All you need is someone to assist you through these practices of healing techniques. Okay? So what I'm saying about drinking herbal tea, well, you know what? Some of the plants that I grow here at my home, yarrow, Achillea millifolium, comfrey, Symphon officinal, these are the Latin names after the common name, plantain, Plantago majora, Plantago minora, same thing really, they just have different leaf patterns. Sage, Artemisia tridentata. Mullein, Verbascum thapis. These are what I call powerhouse herbs. So the body needs to be cleansed. The body needs to be healed. Okay? So it's like your spirit's going to say, oh, I need yarrow. So you know what? I'm going to have those herbs out there. You're going to make tea. You're going to drink those teas. Why? Because you want to ingest God power. You want to ingest real life force within you. You want the shamanic healing. Why? So that you can come to a place of clarity and be free from dis-ease so that when you come back, you can go around and you can assist others. Now, don't be thinking that when I say go around assisting others, because this is a big problem. Oh, hey, I just got certified. So You know, maybe I'm a person and this I've seen these real stories, okay? So don't take offense. And if you do, you need to go look in the mirror and wonder why you did. So maybe, you know, for example, true story, overweight woman and, you know, very sick and diseased. And she came to get some shamanic healing work from me. She gets certified in things. Next thing I know, she's out there telling everybody, I can help you quit smoking. I can help you lose weight. I can help you do all this. And yet she wouldn't even come up and walk up the canyon to go to the sacred shelter camp because it was too hard. So what I'm saying is, don't go thinking you're going to be of any good to someone else unless you're doing it yourself. If you're not practicing what you're preaching, you're worthless in the sense of assisting anyone else, and you're literally bringing on all their sick energy to yourself. And that's why I have worked with so many other people, whether they be Reiki masters or whatever there is out there, and they're like, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. You know, oh gosh. And, you know, I just seem to be carrying their energies. Well, because you are. You need to learn the right way. You need to learn the effective way. Okay, you need to learn how to separate your energy field as a facilitator under the umbrella of this God force in order to assist others to clear their energies. And so that's what this shamanism and medicine really assist you with. Then you got to come home and you have to keep on implementing. You have to keep on healing. You have to keep on becoming. So I am a work in progress. That's a good statement. I am a wonderful work in progress. That's a little bit more advanced. So when we know that we are a work in progress and yet we're assisting others, that's okay. That's okay. Because you can understand your fire versus their fire. And if their fire's out and you go running over there thinking you're going to help them all, and then you're like, oh yeah, my fire, oh gosh, it's out. What do I got to do? You know, then it's a lot harder to start over. Okay, now I talk about starting over in life, but not that way. Shamanism and medicine. It's just a really simple course where you get 3 days and two nights to have the God force and the Mother Earth force working in your benefit towards your personal healing, so that when you come back, you're in a clear state of being and you can begin to assert yourself towards whatever it is that you're becoming. Like that.
I want to thank you for listening to Inside the Raven's Eye. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask Coyote Thunderhawk, please email me at insidetheravenseye@gmail.com. Also remember to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the great services. You have been listening to Coyote Thunderhawk in Conversations with a Shaman. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell, and we will see you on the next Inside the Raven's Eye. Much love, and God bless.